his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maori Mivarasi Shehichyu. And Lilui Nishmas, Maris Esther Basrub Shmuel. Lilui Nishmas, Rabbi Leon Moshe Ben Yitzchak Dov. And Leschus Sarah Bas Chana. Chol Yotzei Chalatzeh, Nechakit Lepas Rachel Esther, Bechol Yotzei Chalatzeh. And this year is based on Torah that I received from Mori V'Rabbi, Harav Agon Rabbi Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita, Devarim Niflaim, Parashas Pekudei. It says in Shmos Lamed Tes Chav Gimel, V'yar Moshe's Kol Malacha, V'hinei Asu Osa Kashir Tziva Hashem Kein Asu, V'Avarach Asa Moshe Moses saw all the Malacha that they had done, as God commanded, and Moshe blessed them. Rashi said, what did Moshe bless them? Amar Lehem, Yiratzen Shetishra Shechina B'Masi Yedeichem. It should be the will of Hashem that the Shekhinah should dwell in your handiwork. V'hinoam Hashem Aleinu, V'hinoam Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu, Ma'aseh Yedeinu Kanana Aleinu, Ma'aseh Yedeinu Kananeo, that the pleasantness of Hashem should be on us. And the work of our hands establish for us, and the work of our hands establish it. So he's asking that Hashem dwell on their Hashem's blessing and pleasantness, dwell on their handiwork. So that's the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jewish people. Rashi says the Noam Hashem is his presence and his consolations. And the work of our hands established for us, Konina. This is an expression of supplication, Rashi says. And it may establish it. So why twice? One is for the Avodah of the Mishkan, when he blessed the Jewish people, and daven that the Shekhinah should rest on the work of their hands. And one is that there should be blessing in the work of their hands, not related to the Mishkan. So that's Rashi, and we see similar to this in Parshas Shmini. Oh, and Rashi, Rashi here continues and says, and this is one of the 11 Mizmarim of Tefillah L'Moshe. One of the 11 Mizmarim. This is Perek Tzadi. It starts Tefillah L'Moshe Shalokim. We're all familiar with it because we say it on Shabbos morning. Tefillah L'Moshe Shalokim, Hashem Onat Haislanam B'dor V'dor. So this is one of the 11 Prakim of Moshe. It starts with Perek Tzadi, the 90th Perek, this Perek. And then it goes for 11 prakim. Similarly, we see in Parshas Shmini, Vayikra 9:23, Vayavo Moshe Rabbeinu El Moed, Vayetzu Veruchu Sa'am, Vayera Kvod Hashem El Kol Ha'am. Rashi explains, they went out and blessed the nation. What did they say? V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Yiratzon Shetishu Shechina B'Masi Yedeichem. That the Shechina should dwell on your handiwork. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the Jewish people. And there's Yesod here in Rashi, and that is that the Torah does not allude to different nuschos, different formulations that were said in their time, without bringing from somewhere else in Kisvei HaKodesh. That if there was some sort of bracha, some sort of tefillah, something, the Torah merames it, so that is an indication that we can find elsewhere in the Holy Writ, in the Holy Scripture, in Tanakh, this nusach. You have to look for it. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them, and Rashi's telling us, all right, look through Tanakh, find where he says it. Oh, I got it, Tehillim. Tefillah LeMoshe, that's what it is. And we have a great example of this, Vatama Sara B'Kiyos Arbi, Chevron Beretz Kanan, Ve'avo Avram Lisbod L'Sara V'Levkosa. So it says Beferush that Avram Avinu gave a hesped for Sarah. But Signon a hesped, what did he say in the hesped? What was in Avram Avinu's, you wonder, what was in Avram Avinu's hesped of his wife? So you look in the Medrash Tanchum, and the Medrash tells us, Eishes Chayil Miyimtza, Bihalu B'Shar Maaseha. He gave her an Eishes Chayil. So that's from Mishlei. So you see this idea that the Torah is merames to some sort of hesped. It tells us a hesped, and that's merames to somewhere else in Tanakh. We see this also, and that's in Mishlei. We see this also in Avodah Zarah 24b. V'yasharna paros baderech al derech beishemesh, the paros that were coming back with the Aron. They were singing, Gemara says. What song? So the Gemara gives a few possibilities. Either Az Yashem Moshe Vene Yisrael, Mizmor Shir Hashem Shir Chadash, Hashem Tzilcha, etc., etc., Hashem Malach Goya, Hashem Malach Geus, Hashem Malach Yergezu Amim, not Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem Malach Yergezu Amim. So you see again the same idea that there was a song, and then you have to look elsewhere in Tanakh what this song is. The Tochan Hashir is going to be elsewhere in Kisvei HaKodesh. So here also, here in Pekudei and in Parshas Shmini, you have that Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the Jewish people, and you just look elsewhere to find where elsewhere in Tanakh to find the source of the blessing. Now, the Gemara in Bava Basra 14b, it says that David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim Al Yedei Asara Zekeinim, Al Yedei Adam Arishon, Al Yedei Malki Tzedek, Al Yedei Avram, Al Yedei Moshe. So it enumerates the different Chachamim who David HaMelech incorporated their Mizmorim into Tehillim. Rashi explains Al Yedei Asara Zekeinim Kasev Odvarim Sharm Zekeinim Bo'ol L'Shay L'Fanim. So he wrote down things that the Zekeinim that preceded him wrote. Al Yedei Adam Arishon Kegon Gol Murayin Echa V'lima Yekru Echa Adam Rishon Amaro. So a pasuk in Tehillim, Psukim in Tehillim 16:17, were said according to Chazal by Adam Rishon. So you have two Psukim by Adam. Avram, you have Esan Hezrachi, Maskila Esan Hezrachi, that's Abraham. He was Meir, he shined from the Mizrach, and he was strong, Eitan. That's Avram Avinu. Aide Moshe, Tefillah LeMoshe. That's in Perak Tzadi in Tehillim that we've been speaking about. V'chol achad esrei mezorim kesidra, and then all 11 from 90 to 100, 90 to 111, including 100. So Moshe Rabbeinu said those 11 prakim. So Rashi understands that according to the Talmud Bavli, this in Bava Basri Dalet Amud Beis, it's like the Medrash that the Radak brings in Tehillim, the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 11 Mizmorim from Mizmor Tzadi of Tefillah LeMoshe until Mizmor Kaf of Mizmor LeSoda. So too Rashi says in Sanhedrin 111b, and it's Kemat Mukhrach there to explain this way, and in Shavuos Tesvav Amud Beis. However, Rashi said in Bava Basra that all we have in Tehillim from Adam Arishon are two psukim in the middle of Perek Kuf Lamites, because that Perek starts Lamitzech David Mizmor Hashem Chakarteni V'teda. So it's mashmah that the Ikar of Perek was written Hayidei David Atzma. So you can't give Adam Arishon credit for that whole Perek because it says David. So it must be that it's only two psukim. And his makor is the Gemara in Sanhedrin 38b. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Adam Rishon Beloshen Arami Siper Adam Rishon spoke Aramaic Shana Rav Liyah Mekru Reicha Kel Baran Dam Reish Lakish. That Pasuk Yakur is Aramaic. Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam Lam Shekadosh Baruch Hu Dor Dor V'Dor Shav Dor Dor V'Chachamav Kevin Shegil Dor Shav Rabbi Akiva Samach B'Tarasev V'Nitzatsev Mitzasso V'Namar Shana V'Amar V'Liyah Mekru Reicha Kel. Rashi says, "The likur meachakel baser gal miroi nechaksiv also mizmor v'yitziris adam medaber." So the Gemara there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishan all the doros. When he got to the door of Rabbi Akiva, he was happy with his Torah. He was sad he died, and he said, "V'li my yakru re'echa kel," which means, "And to me, v'li my yakru re'echa kel, how dear are your friends, Hashem? Matzmura shehem, how great is their sum?" So that's the tsar of Adam Arishan, the death of Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi says that this pasuk is after Gol Miro Einecha. Gol Miro Einecha is your eyes saw my unformed body. V'asifrecha kulim yikasevu, and on your book they were all written. Days have been formed, and one of them is his. So this is Adam Arishan. This is the creation of Adam Arishan. So that's talking about Yitzir, the creation of Adam. So these are the two psukim that Adam Arishon that are relate back that David HaMelech wrote that David HaMelech put into Tehillim that were said by Adam Arishon. Now in Brachas, it says that on Samach Aleph, Du Partzuf in Barak Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adam Arishon Shenemar Achor Bekedem Sartani, and in Erevin it says Du Partzuf Panim Hayel Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon is two sided. Achor Bekedem Sartani. That's good. Tehillim 139:5. So it's mashma that Chazal darshan the whole parak about Adam Rishon, not just those two psukim. And Rashi emphasizes, no, it's dafka these two psukim. So that's an interesting hara. In other words, the Rashi learns it's only psukim 16 and 17 were darshaned about Adam Rishon. Said by Adam Arishan. And here we have Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5 is also Adam Arishan. So what forced Rashi to say only those two Pasuk? And we have a Gemara with another Pasuk. And that's in a different part of the Perek. Maybe the whole Perek was Adam. But then again, like I said, the Perek begins L'metzeach l'David mizmor Hashem chakartani v'teida. So this is David. So, but at least we have another pasuk. Maybe not the whole parak. We have another pasuk. Rashi says only two pasukim. In the Perashah Rabbeinu Gershon above Basra, he explained that it says that Adam Arishon were included in Sefer Tehillim Al Yedei David is what Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Again, what did Rashi say? Rashi said 11 prakim from 90 to 100, and the Rabbeinu Gershom says no, Perek Tzadi Beis, Perek 92, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, and that's what it says in the Medrash that Adam Arishon met Cain. He said, "What's up with your din?" And he says, "I did tshuva, and I was nispasharti. I made some sort of compromise with Hashem." Adam Arishon hit his face, and he said, how great is the koach of tshuva, and I didn't know. I guess he smacked his own face. He said, I can't believe how great tshuva is. And then he said, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Another opinion is that Shabbos was a sanegor for Adam Arishon, and he was saved from Gehenna b'schus Shabbos. So it comes out from the Medrash that the whole parak of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Adam Arishon said, and that's Rabbeinu Gershom's understanding of the Brais in Bava Basra. So, before I said Adam Arishon, forgive me, before I said Adam Arishon wrote chapter 90 to 100, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Adam Arishon, according to Rashi, only wrote two psukim. Adam Arishon, according to Rashi, only wrote the two psukim in Perek Kuf Lamed Tes. Those are the psukim of Adam Arishon in Tehillim. V'li ma'ikru re'echa kel, gol miro einecha. Those two psukim that Adam Arishon said. And Rabbeinu Gershom learns differently than Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershom learns that Rashi said all of Perek Tzadi Beis. Rabbeinu Gershom learns that Adam Rishon said all of Perek Tzadi Beis. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns that Adam Rishon said two psukim in Kuf Lamites, and Rabbeinu Gershom learns that Rashi said all of Perek Tzadi Beis, all of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. So it's a different understanding of Machlokas Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershom has a medrash on his side. And it's much better, Rabbeinu Gershom, because instead of Rashi, it's just two psukim. But here it's a whole perek. A perek is much more significant. It says David HaMelech wrote the Sefer Adei Asara Zekenim. So two psukim doesn't sound so significant, but at least a whole perek sounds better. But now it comes out as follows, that according to Rabbeinu Gershom, the Braisa doesn't hold like the Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from Perek Tzadi to Perek Kuf. And this meant, and Rabbeinu Gershom holds, no, that Tzadi Beis was not Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzadi Beis is Adam HaRishon. So it must be that according to Rabbeinu Gershom, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write from Tzadi to Kuf. We'll just give him Tzadi. Where you have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. But other than that, Tefillah of Moshe. But other than that, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write the other prakim. And Rashi learns that no, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from Tzadi to Kuf. Rabbeinu Gershom learns that Moshe Rabbeinu only wrote Tzadi. Tzadi Beis was already Adam HaRishon, but Moshe Rabbeinu was only Perek Tzadi. Now in the Medrash, it says, Rabbi Chaim b'shem Rechanina bar Yitzchak Omar, Husha Omer shepaga Adam b'kayin u'basar achi. And then it says, Amar b'levi ha-mizmor az Adam HaRishon. First it says the whole story about him meeting Kayin, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. And then it says, this Mizmor was said by Adam, Rabbi Levi says, forgotten, and then Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it up again. But that's Rabbi Levi. So he wants to make a pshara. He says it's both. It's Adam HaRishon and Moshe. But that's not the opinion of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says only Adam HaRishon. Only Adam HaRishon. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu write? Only Perek Tzadi. So then, now we have Akasha and Rashi in Maseches, and Rashi in Pekudeh. Why did Rashi say, when he said that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'hinu Am Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yedeinu Kol Aleinu Ma'aseh Yedeinu Kanenayu," which is Perek Tzadi Pasuk Yud Zayin? Why did Rashi have to add, "And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 11 prakim from Tzadi to Kuf"? He didn't have to go there. In Parsha Shmini, he doesn't go there when Rashi notes that he said this pasuk. But in Parsha Pekudeh, Rashi says, "Oh, and he wrote all 11 prakim." Why say he wrote all that parak? Just say he wrote this parak. Why do you have to get involved in a machlokas for? Whether he wrote the other prakim. This parak is universal. It says Tefillah of Moshe. Why did Rashi have to say that he wrote 11 prakim? Big kasha. In Maseches Shavuos, it says, Daf Yedalad Amar Aleph, the Mishnah, that you're Mosif on Yerushalayim Alair, Al Azari, add on to the Azara, El Bemelech, Venovi, Vor Mitumim, Besanhed Shim Vechor, Vetodus, Tetodus Vashir. They have a whole ceremony. King, prophet, Vor Mitumim, Sanhedrin, two Todos, and a song. Obeizim Mahalchin, you have the Beis Din, you have the two carbon todas, and then the Jews. The Gemara says, "What's with Bashir, Tan Rabban, and Shir Shel Toda? Bikinarus and Minavolim, and Taltzalim, and Kol Pino, Pino, and Kol Evin Gedolah, Shib Yerushalayim, Vomer Rimcha Hashem Kidlisani. Bashir Shel Pgoim, Veishom Mishir Shel Negoim, Mandarmer Denegoim, Tichsiv, Venegala Yikrav Baalecha, Mandarmer Pgoim, Tichsiv Yipom, Mitzitcha Elef, Omer." Yoshev v'seiser elyon b'tzel shakai yislonan ad ki ata Hashem machsi elyon samtu me'onecha. So what does this Gemara mean? So they would say a shir shel toda with kinoros, nevolim, with all these musical instruments, and they would say aramimcha Hashem kidli sani from Tehillim chapter 30. And Rashi explains, what's the shir? It says shir shel toda. What's the shir shel toda? Mizmor Lasoda. That's Tehillim Kuf. Our Mimcha Hashem is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. Makes sense. You'll say our Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. That's what they're adding on to the Bayis. What's Shir Shel Pagayim? Yoshev B'Seisir Elyon. A song of guarding us from all these pegas, all these things that can harm us. Those who sit in the Hashem who sits in the hidden place above. Fishamru Moshe Bakamas HaMishkan Tichziv Ha'Ivarachos HaMoshe Uma Birchan Yiratzun Shetish Roshchina B'Masa Yedeichem. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu said this shir at the time of the Mishkan, and he blessed them V'Noam Hashem Aleinu. So according to Rashi, this Shir Shel Pagayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said at the Kamas HaMishkan. He blessed them from Tehillim. He said Tehillim, he said the Pasuk Tehillim Tzadi Yud Zayin. And it says in Taras Kohanim, V'umi achadasar mizmorim shamar Moshe b'sefer Tehillim. Mitfila Moshe ad mizmor l'sod. This is one of the 11 mizmorim. In other words, Mizmor Tzadi is one of the 11 Mizmorim from Tzadi to Kuf till Mizmor Lasoda. So it could be called either a Shir Shel Negayim or a Shir Shel Pagayim. Why Negayim? So the Gemara says, V'nega lo yikrav ba'alecha. Why Pagayim? Yipo mitzitcha elef. Yoshev b'seisir elyon. Kiyat Hashem machsi elyon santum onecha, that God guards me. Hashem watches over me. So the Pagayim is those who try to harm us. Also Negayim are also like Nega, like Tzaras, things that cause us damage. So Akopanim, what do we see from Rashi here? We see from Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu said Yoshev B'Seisir Elyon, which is in Perek Tzadi Aleph, and the Gemara says, he said from Tzadi Aleph until Tzadi Aleph Tes, Ki Ata Hashem Machzi Elyon Santa Monecha. And Rashi adds, because Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them with Perek Tzadi. V'Hinoam Hashem Aleinu. So we're adding on Tzadi and also Tzadi Aleph. So the Bach wants to understand, if Moshe Rabbeinu said the whole word is to say what Moshe, how Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them when they did HaKamas HaMishkan, why go to Tzadi Aleph? Why go to Yoshev B'Seisir Elyon? It's a very nice perek, but all you need is Perek Tzadi, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them. He blessed them from Perek Tzadi. Why do you need to say Tzadi Aleph? Why do you need to say Yoshev B'Seisir Elyon? Very nice. Yoshev B'Seisir Elyon, he who dwells in the covert of the Most High, will lodge in the shadow of the Almighty. I shall say of Hashem that He is my shelter, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. That's great. But why are you saying that here? The whole word is to say what Moshe Rabbeinu said at HaKamas HaMishkan. At HaKamas HaMishkan, he said the pasuk from Perek Tzadi, not Tzadi Aleph. So the Bach is wondering, well, why'd you throw Tzadi Aleph in here? All they should say is Tzadi. Because Rashi was Machadish that they said Yoshev B'Seisir because Moshe Rabbeinu said at the HaKamas HaMishkan. But if the word is HaKamas HaMishkan, it's Perek Tzadi, not Tzadi Aleph. That's the Kash of the Bach. And even without the Kash of the Bach, why does Rashi continue? It said Yoshev B'Seisir is one of the 11 Mizmor Moshe Rabbeinu said from Perek Tzadi till Perek Kuf. What does that have to do with adding on to the Yerushalayim and the Azaris and the Beis HaMikdash? So it must be that since V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, at the end of Perek Tzadi, where it says Tefillah Moshe, that's what Moshe said in, at Hakamas HaMishkan. So you should continue with what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Perek Tzadi Aleph, because Moshe Rabbeinu also said that. And that's going to be Meser Negoim Upagoim. It's going to guard us. And the Mizmor L'Soda also. It's also said there. That's Perek Kuf. That also was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see, this is a, we're saying the Prakam of Moshe Rabbeinu when we're adding on to the ear and the Azaris, just like when they built a Mishkan. So if this is correct, it comes out that Mitzad Echad, we want to connect the Kiddush of Mikdash in Yerushalayim Bizman Abayis to the Kiddush of the Mishkan in the Midbar. There's a Hemshech from the Mishkan to the Mikdash. And in that light, it's roy to be Mishtayich to the Amiris of Moshe Rabbeinu, because we want to connect our Mikdash to the Mishkan. But Mitzad Sheni, it's the Mikdash of David and Shlomo, and it has its own inyanim. So what do? The Eitzah is, we bring what Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Mishkan. So that makes it a Hemshech of Hakamas HaMishkan. But not just what Moshe Rabbeinu said, because we don't want it to be just the Mishkan. It's the Mikdash. It's new. It's David. It's Shlomo. So we add what Moshe Rabbeinu said in Perek Tzadi Aleph. That was said after what Moshe Rabbeinu said in Perek Tzadi, and that makes something new, and that protects us from the Pugayim. And that answers the kasha of the Bach. Bach wanted to know, then just say Perek Tzadi. Why Tzadi Aleph? The answer is so that it should also be different. It should be a hemshech of the Hakamas HaMishkan, a hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu, but also it's something new, it's something different. So therefore we do it a little bit differently than Moshe, and at the same time we protect ourselves from the Pugayim and the Negayim. So this is all food for thought, and there's a lot more to say on these inyanim. So Mir Tashem, we hope to return to it and see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.